Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, beautiful people. Welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core, your daily dose of strength, resilience, and balance. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, today's episode is hitting close to home because who doesn't want better relationships, right? I mean, life is way more fun when we feel connected, understood, and supported. That sometimes navigating the roller coaster of emotions in our relationships can feel like trying to herd cats, chaotic and unpredictable. So today, we're diving deep into emotional intelligence, that superpower that helps us understand ourselves and others on a whole new level. It's not about becoming robust, devoid of feeling, but rather learning how to navigate those feelings with grace and awareness. Ever felt like you were caught in a heated argument where words flew like daggers? You know that feeling when communication breaks down and suddenly everyone's talking, but no one's really listening. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Emotional intelligence can be our secret weapon to transform those frustrating situations into opportunities for growth and deeper connection. First things first, understanding your own emotions is key. Think of it like learning a new language. The more you practice recognizing and labeling those feelings, the better equipped you'll be to communicate them effectively. It's not about suppressing your emotions, but rather acknowledging them with kindness and curiosity. Are you feeling anxious? Frustrated? Excited? By putting a name to that feeling, you gain power over it instead of letting it control you. Next up, empathy, the ability to step into another person's shoes and truly see things from their perspective. This doesn't mean agreeing with everything they say, but rather actively listening, asking questions, and trying to understand their experiences and emotions. Think of it like this. Communication is a two-way street. It's not just about expressing your own thoughts and feelings, but also creating a space where others feel safe and heard. Now let's talk about self-regulation, the ability to manage your emotions in healthy and constructive ways. Ever find yourself reacting impulsively? Maybe shouting at someone during an argument or making decisions you later regret. Self-regulation is like having an internal brake system that helps you pause before reacting. It takes practice, but over time, you'll become more aware of your emotional triggers and learn to respond with calm and clarity instead of letting your emotions take the wheel. Let me tell you a story about this. My friend Sarah was going through a really tough breakup. She was feeling heartbroken, angry, and completely lost. Instead of bottling those feelings up or lashing out at others, she decided to channel her energy into something positive, painting. It wasn't just a creative outlet, it became a way for her to process her emotions in a healthy and constructive way. She realized that self-regulation wasn't about suppressing her feelings, but rather finding healthy ways to express them and move through them. So, how can you start cultivating your own emotional intelligence? It all starts with self-awareness. Take some time each day to reflect on your emotions. What are you feeling? Why are you feeling it? Once you have a better understanding of your own emotional landscape, you can start practicing empathy by actively listening to others and trying to see things from their perspective. And finally, remember that self-regulation takes time and effort. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and don't be afraid to seek support when you need it. Remember, friends, building emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. It's an ongoing process of learning, growing, and evolving. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. By developing the superpower, you'll unlock deeper connections, stronger relationships, and ultimately a more fulfilling life. So go out there and practice those emotional intelligence muscles. Share your insights, stories, and challenges with us on social media using #BuildYourStoicCore. And don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.